questions in the room, and then if there's anything left on Zoom, make sure you don't get yourself.
Sounds good. Actually, a frustrating one, I'm sure, where you guys did a lot of the right things, worked really hard defensively. You know, they had a lot of chances per se, but not a lot of, you know, good looks at your goal. And then to lose all 3 points, I'm assuming that must be a frustrating one.
Well, I have to take a lot of deep breaths and keep my composure and measure my words. But to be honest, I'm very frustrated because I feel that our players, myself, staff, everybody, we feel gutted due to several key decisions that really were, in my opinion, changed the outcome of the game. Obviously, when you come away, and it's not an easy match to begin with, and then you have an expansion team and you work so hard every week, and it just seems like it's the same story and the same narrative every time. So I don't want to say anything more, but I think everyone that watched this game has the same opinion, and it's something that there has to be some serious changes made in this league to so this league can develop and grow and become as good as it can be. And those are out of my hand and my players' hand. But I think my players did their best, and I thought it was a great performance overall. And congratulations to York. And yeah, that's all I can say, really, to be honest.
What did you like about your side's performance?
I think what I like about is the discipline tactically that we showed. We stayed within the game plan, and I think the first goal was a perfect team goal, defending well as a team, pressing high, winning the ball with, and a great finish by Gabby. I would have liked to keep the ball longer in the team in the first half. I thought in the second half we even played better, and we should have scored the second goal when Gabby rolled the ball back to Diaz, and those are the chances you have to finish on the away matches to get all 3 points. And when you keep it 0-1 or you keep the opponent sniffing that they have a chance to come back, then a human error can take place on all sides, and that can change the game. But in all my years of experience, I've never seen when Mikel gets fouled on the top of the box and the penalty decisions. Those are, for me, are impossible.
Any other questions in the room, Tom?
There's a place that has brought you joy in the past earlier this year, but in this one, maybe, you know, things were a bit different. You know, back in that match, it was Sandoval and Handal who scored, and Handal was on the bench today. But what do you think you guys were kind of missing, maybe in the final third to go on and score more?
Well, I mean, I've always have said it. York is has a lot of talent. They're a fantastic team, especially from midfield up to the front line. And we feel that we knew what we had to do in the way we defend and how to close them down. And I feel that we were very good in the counters a few times. I think what we need to do better is I would have liked to see more my wide defenders involved in the attack, and I would have loved to see my my midfielders to come in second lines and shooting on goal, especially with the young goalkeeper in goal. And I would have liked to see us, when we have the ball, be more clever and be more calm and keep the ball on the team. Those are areas that I think will get better as the team integrates more. We have 4 new players in the starting lineup, and they need time to integrate together. But probably the most positive part of the thing is Caden Chung's injury was a massive injury, and for him to come back, all the doctors, all the medical staff and himself, they worked so hard to come back, and he comes back after so many months of therapy and treatment and a pin in his shoulder, and then in his first game they gave a penalty against him. So it's kind of sad to see that because he's worked really hard.
I was wondering if you have a word on Tyler Crawford. He got into a lot of open areas on the right wing, but kind of never seemed to get the ball in the right moment or kind of go on and make it.
I think Tyler is an evolving player. He's a young player. I mean, when you look at where he's come from and where he is, he just needs time. I think he's had some hamstring issues over the period of the season, but we see in the attack that's his quality. When he gets forward, he's quite ambitious, he's quite technical, and he's got a fantastic left foot, but I think he was not as good as he normally is, yeah.
Thank you.
Any good questions in the room? Brahman, I think, he was the first.
Afternoon. I guess, do you think it'd be fair to think sort of categorize tonight's game as a game of two halves, just not only from a perspective of the goals, but even statistically, York were, you know, pressing you guys in the first half, and you guys were more active defensively, and then that sort of switched in the second half. And they'd come out on top through the penalty, and then, you know, through that one cross that left the goal in the box, that I think Callum had next to no chance to reacting to, just because of the speed it came in at. But yeah, just, do you think it would be fair to consider tonight's game as that?
Well, I think there are different ways to control the game. There are different ways to create chances. I don't really think York created too many big chances in the game, even though they had more possession. I feel that we could have been more dangerous in our attacks. I think the way you describe the game is a very short narrative of the game. I mean, I think there were so many things in this game that you can learn from and you can grow from as a team and from both sides. But I think the most important thing is that if you really want to take human errors out of games, you have to finish games, finish opponents, and play on your front foot and not be settled. And we told them at halftime, one goal is not going to be enough. We need a second goal. We need to attack, keep the ball in the team, and play. Because, to be honest, home away, it feels the same. I think it's we can come here and dominate games if we, especially with the group we have now. I believe that we can play and outplay teams if we really come focused and all 11 players play as a team.
Appreciate it. And sort of Rocco spoke to this a little bit earlier as well, but it seemed like York's game plan tonight was very heavily focused on the wings. I guess how much of that did you guys expect? And then how do you think your guys' game plan matched up to theirs and sort of countered theirs as far as tonight?
I think obviously we have especially with Minjay and with Crawford in the team, they're young. They have not. This is a first year playing professional football. All the teams have a target on their backs and attack those sides, and we've been able to deal with that with playing with a block of five in midfield, and also we see that Vasco, Renan, and Elliot do a good job defensively to give coverage. When I see this game, I think to myself, tactically, we did quite well. There were some individual things I would have done, I would like to do differently. But I don't think we felt even before the penalty that they were going to score today. We never thought they were going to score. And then I think the penalty changes, the goal changes the game, penalty changes the game.
Robin, I know you had your hand up.
Yeah. I noticed that, like, from the lineup, sheet here that you had a really short bench tonight, seeing the players out there. Is it that they were like late injuries, or do you have trouble like calling up, like York just fills in with guys from League One, short contracts and that, but is it tough?
No, we have plenty of players. It's just that it's a way strategically to save money on the travel. So we travel with 16 players. So basically what we try to do is we have a budget and we try to meet that budget, and we travel all the time with 16 most of the time. And there are certain trips that are longer trips that are, or two games away in a row that will take 18 players. Yeah, so that makes it difficult, my job more difficult, but we do our best.
Okay, yeah, thanks.
Any other questions in the room?
Don
Carlo. Rocco, when you
were
in here, thankful for the coaching staff for trusting him this season. Just curious, what have you seen out of him and his growth as a center back in your short time?
I think he's a real professional, and I think every day he gives his best in every training. He's very intelligent. I think he has essential defenders have a long life. And they only get better as they get older and older, because it's all about experience, all about the positions they take. I think he still, his best football is ahead of him. He's improved a lot, developed a lot, and we've given him a lot of responsibility because we wanted him to grow as a player, and especially with a back line that you have players that are 19, 18, and that age. It's not easy to be a central defender when everybody around you is younger than you are, and you are the oldest player in the back line. So I think he's done really well. And I always call him, he's an old soul. So he behaves a lot older than his real age. So I'm proud of him. I think he's going to only get better. And these experiences will make him better.
Thank you.
Coach.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
It's very dark back there.
We'll see you guys.
Recording stopped.
Okay, back shortly with Martin.